Yo guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Ramen Bangers podcast. Today, me and my co-host Preston,
Yo.
we're gonna be talking about Pokemon Generation 1. We've each played one of the games within like the generation, or at least within like the region. I played Poke
Kanto region.
yes, the Kanto region, the OG region. I played Pokemon Red and he played Fire Red. So we're gonna start by just like talking about our journey. Then we're gonna talk about the differences between the two games. And like what made, especially like comparing them to other games that we've played, like what's different about them. And then lastly, we're gonna give like a ranking slash rating of the game compared to other games. I mean, obviously this is just Gen 1. We're gonna be going through all the gens and doing the same thing, just talking about them, ranking them, rating them, comparing them. But yeah, if you guys enjoyed, be sure to leave a 5-star review. And you want to start by talking about your Pokemon team during this region?
Yes. So my team was a pretty late game when I was building the last part of my team. For a long time it was just my starter, which I chose Squirtle at the beginning, so I had Blastoise, caught a Pikachu in the beginning of the game, before Cerulean City Gym. So I had that as a Raichu. I was thinking about honestly keeping it as Pikachu just for the sake of like the anime and manga and stuff, but I would not have beat the game without Raichu. So I had Raichu for the electric type. I had Pidgeot for my flying type, but honestly, flying types are one of the weakest types. They got so many weaknesses, so it didn't help me too much in the end game, but it did help a lot. In the like for some of the gyms, and I had a Nidoking, and that was probably like one of the most useful for the gyms as well, especially Giovanni because it had Earthquake, so really good ground move. And then I had a Rapidash, which eventually got taken out later, but had a Rapidash that I caught on. I think yeah, one island where the Mount Ember was. And Flash Fire was really good. A really good ability, which I used to try and catch Moltres, but it didn't work. So I had a Rapidash, and then originally I had no sixth member. I was just gonna be running five. But that changed. My Hall of Fame team was everything I said ex minus Rapidash. And then I added Articuno and Moltres because I couldn't get good enough to beat the game. They helped with
Bro, bro broke the
I used them for like the
broke the rules.
champion. Yeah, I know. Broke the basic rules of no legendaries. Which, bro, I've never had to resort to using legendaries to beat a game before. And to be honest, it didn't really help. Like they were still being folded just as easy as the rest of my team, but Articuno specifically was really useful against Lance, and then Moltres helped me against my rival Ick because his Venusaur was grass, so Moltres was good for that, and then that was about it.
True.
Was my Hall of Fame
Dang.
team.
So,
You?
yeah, so it's funny 'cause I think we both played like the whole game without sharing each other our teams and until like we had beaten the game. I might have shown you like a halfway thing like once I had like three members or something, but basically we each had a Blastoise, a Raichu, and Snorlax. I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, I did have a Snorlax. That was
Yeah.
actually the sixth member, but I dropped him like for the Elite Four.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, I know you had said that you had one. So yeah, I had Blastoise, the GOAT, favorite Gen 1 starter. I had a Raichu.
Was I better?
Never had a Pikachu on my team before 'cause I always thought it was too basic. But I did it anyways this time 'cause I wanted to just like switch it up. The next Pokemon that I added to my team was a Parasect, which Honestly, never used a Parasect before because, like, I mean, I feel like most bug type you just don't really use. They're kind of just like field Pokemon. You just kill them in one hit, and they're kind of just like trash. But I'll be honest, Parasect was a goat for most of the game up until like the very end. He carried me for like a lot of like the middle part. And then up until the end, he was really good. But then since he's bug type, they don't have like a lot of defense, so he kind of got packed up. Like I had to revive him like 3 times during the Elite Four, and every single time I revived him, he just died in one hit. So he was kind of just like
Okay.
holding me back. Added Flareon because, I mean, I don't really usually use Eevee evolution, like Eeveelution Pokemon, but figured I'd switch it up this time, and I've definitely never used a Flareon. Also had a Snorlax, of course, and since I can't be basic and use a Pidgeot, I used Aerodactyl instead, which honestly, way better choice than Pidgeot, just based on what you were saying, because a lot of the weaknesses like ice and I think like yeah, ice and rock, like our weaknesses against flying type, but Aerodactyl, since he is also rock type. Ice isn't like that effective, like it cancels out, and rock as well. And
Yeah,
also
I
lightning.
forgot. How'd you get him?
So in the first like city, like Pewter City, you have to go back to Pewter City afterwards, once you have the move cut. You go behind the lab and there's like a secret entrance. You go inside to a different room and then a guy gives you the old amber. And then carried that old amber all the way until Blaine. I forgot what the island's called, but like Blaine's place. And then you go inside the Pokemon lab there, and you just treat it like a regular fossil. It's like I also had a fossil from, I think from Pewter City also. Oh, I know. It's from,
I know what you're talking about.
yeah.
Yeah,
It
I think
it's
I have
from
like
the,
Abaco.
yeah. It's it was from. Yeah, it might have been from that, but I used the Aerodactyl, the old amber, and yeah, that's how I added him. I did that last time I played, or when I played Fire Red also, and Aerodactyl is just a solid flying type for this game. So, and I wanted to be like red in the actual game, or I mean in the manga.
Getting carried by Aerodactyl.
Yes. Only thing that sucks is that I couldn't get it until the very, like last. Two gyms, so I had to go without flying for most of the game.
Yeah, that's a. Honestly, you could have had Pidgeot and then just switched it out. Like,
Yeah.
I might have done that, but I just wasn't concerned with,
I mean,
like, the fossils.
the reason I didn't do that is because it may not have been a problem now thinking back, but like when I played Fire Red, I know like every bit of XP like experience I could get like I needed because it's really hard to level up in those games. So I didn't want to like put a ton of like experience into a Pidgey and then just get rid of it. I had one that I just like
Oh,
used to fly around, but I just like kept it in the PC, basically an HM slave. But I never used it in battle because I didn't want it to get experience points and rob my actual members.
true.
But
It's a good team, though. Good Aerodactyl.
yeah, so playing Pokemon Red for me, I've never played a game any older than, I guess Fire Red is probably the oldest. Actually, no, I played like Ruby and Sapphire, which basically came out like the
The
year
OG?
before. Yes. Yeah, I've never played like a Gen 1 game before, so it was a really new experience for me. First of all, I'll say the game was pretty easy. It was like both easy and difficult at the same time. I don't know what it is. It might just be like Gen 1 itself is like pretty difficult. But I think like I didn't like it was pretty easy to level up, and like I didn't think that the enemy Pokemon, like the trainer Pokemon, were that hard. I feel like most of them died in like one or two hits. So I think there was like some balancing issues with the game probably. I feel like that's best to describe it.
I'd say like bugs or like apparently Fire Red and Leaf Green were like removing some of like the bugs or whatever with like the gameplay.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's just like not super balanced. It is in black and white, so it kind of hurt my eyes. It was nostalgic though. And like I never realized how like so Pokemon Red is the game that took the I believe the most budget, like inflated, like adjusted for inflation, had the highest budget and took the longest to make. And like looking at it now, it looks like you could make it in like a couple of days on like modern technology. But like there's so many weird things like the sprites for the Pokemon, like there's only like six different options for sprites. And so like when you look in your menu, you're not actually looking at the Pokemon that you have. You're looking at just like a random like sprite of a Pokemon. And the thing that
I
sucked,
remember when you showed me that. It looked funny.
yeah, it was the same thing for like Mewtwo and like the legendary Pokemon. Like when I that's why I was so surprised, because when I was making my way through, I think the Seafoam Islands are called, made my way to the bottom and I saw like a bird sitting there, but it was just like a bird icon, like literally looked like the Twitter icon almost. And I was just like, don't know what that is. I'm gonna save my game and talk to it just in case that's Articuno. And it was Articuno. But I was like confused because it didn't look like him. And the same thing for Mewtwo. It was just like a golem looking thing in the overworld. So I didn't even know that was if it was Mewtwo.
It's pretty
But
funny. I would have been thrown off. I would have been like, what the heck's
yeah,
going on?
I was at first. But shoot. I thought there was something else. Oh yeah. I know this was your first time like finishing Gen 1, right?
Or yeah, this was my okay, so I was about to say this was my first time ever playing Kanto, but I played Yellow for like a little bit, like I literally played Yellow for like a day or two just to try it out and see, because I was already, that was back when in the middle of Platinum, like when
Yeah.
we were grinding that. So I just like tried it out and played for like maybe like an hour or two. So technically, it wasn't my first time playing through Kanto, but basically was, because I
Yeah,
literally
'cause
made
you
it to
didn't
like,
beat it before, right?
yeah. So
Yeah.
like, this is my first time completing the first region, any first region game. This is the second oldest game that I actually like played a good amount, because I'm like halfway through Sapphire too. Now I'm gonna reset when we go through that.
True. Yeah, what would
Yeah, it was
you
like the second oldest game.
were you surprised at the end of the game? 'Cause I know I was like, even though I've played the game like two or three times and beaten it, when I got to the end and like I always knew the Elite Four, like Lance was a part of it, but I thought he was like the champion of the game. Just from like reading the manga, I knew he was like the fourth member of the Elite Four. But so once I beat him, I was like, oh, not even bad. This game was easy. And then I got pranked by having my rival at the end.
Yeah, bro.
I
So
was still surprised.
for me, obviously, like the manga too, you know. But since I've played, since I remembered Soul Silver, like in the second region games, Lance is the champion, you know. Like he's the champion. So really, it also he also has like the distinctive like Elite Four room, like you know, it like walks you all the way to his area.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like the first time I was just like, oh dang. Like, I had to remember that he wasn't the champ, because like I was used to it in Soul Silver. Don't know. Yeah, literally right after him too is like, gotta make sure you like get your team right, because then as soon as you walk in the champion room, you get instantly put in battle.
Yeah.
I found that out the hard way the first time I went in there.
Oh yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
So
the end of the game was good. Like obviously it was super hard, like I was having a hard time. But I was also expecting when I beat the champion to have something else to do, bro, because I was like, thought I was not finished still. I thought they were gonna take away my dub because that's basically what kept happening. I was like, expect it to get destroyed by somebody. Professor Oak when he came in.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for me, the end of the game, like when I played FireRed a while ago, I spent like days just like grinding on the bicycle road, because I played on PokeMMO and you can like rechallenge trainers.
Oh yeah, that would have been epic for this game, bro, because I could have gotten
Yeah.
leveled up.
Yeah, but I do know what you were saying. Like you have to be, like you had Pokemon higher level than all the Elite Four, and you're still getting packed up.
Yes.
So, I thought
More
it.
than half my team was higher level.
Yeah, I thought that the same thing was gonna happen to me playing Red, but first time I went in and challenged them, I didn't bring any items or anything, or I might have just like what I had. I didn't buy any, I don't think. Just walked in there. Like, all right, I'm just gonna like test out, see how far I can get. Got all the way to Lance's last Pokemon, and of course, at that time, I thought he was like the champion. So I went through again with some items like revives and stuff, and then beat him. Then like found out that wasn't the end of the game, so I revived everyone, went against the champion, my rival, and then beat it. So it only took two tries, which is pretty good.
That's crazy too, though, because I remember you sent me a picture of like your final team, like you beat the game, bro. And literally your final team, like your levels, bro, was like 52, 52, 51. Wait, hold on. Am I tripping right now? Yeah, okay,
No,
yeah.
you're probably right.
52, 52, 48, 47, 47, 49. That was
Yeah.
like every single person on my team was 50, except for two. So like four were over 50 and one was 60, bro, and I was still getting murked nonstop.
Yeah, by the time I actually finished like the post game, like collecting all the legendary Pokemon and stuff, they were all about level 60. But yeah. So
Yeah, I don't know. FireRed is definitely the hardest game I've had, because I've never really had like a challenge that's taken me a while in any Pokemon game. Like, I've always been like over leveled, like just from like training and stuff. And I've never really had to go in the grass and like train at all, bruh, like in any game. But for this one, bruh, I was like searching for trainers to fight so I could get some more levels, bruh.
Yeah. One thing I kind of wish that was different about the game is in the area where you can go catch Mewtwo, there's like extremely high level Pokemon, like level 60. So that's how I leveled up so fast, like after I beat the game. But the thing is, you can't go there until you become the champion. So it's like a great training spot that you can't even access until after you beat the game.
Dang. Yeah, and after the game, it's not as important, obviously.
Yeah. But,
It was a really good challenge, though. Like, really beating this game, bro, was like, I was like beating a Dark Souls game almost, bro. Like, not the amount of rage, but just like felt good to beat it. I felt like I was sitting on top of a mountain looking down, and I was like, I finally climbed the mountain.
Yes. Bro actually became a champion.
I'm a Pokemon master in real life now.
So, I think that's pretty much. Oh, no, I was going to
Hey,
talk
what
about.
would you rate?
Before we do that, real quick, I want to talk about just like the fact that it's a Gen 1 game compared to you playing a Gen 3 game. Like a game that came out during Gen 3.
Oh, yeah.
So, Gen 1, there were no like Pokemon abilities. So, I mean, it was just like kind of different. Like no abilities or anything. I've never played it like that. Trying to think of all the other things that were different. I know like oh yeah, there was no like gender on all the Pokemon. They were all
Creatures.
non-gendered. Yes.
Unbinary, actually.
Yes. I'm gonna look up some more of the
It is
differences here.
pretty crazy. No, one thing I noticed, bro, even from Gen 3, is some of the moves, like the types. So, for instance, somebody would use Reflect, right? Notice this from getting destroyed in the Elite Four nonstop. It was like the champion's Alakazam, right? Let's say I was using Raichu. Hit him with a Thunderbolt, first attack. Does half his health bar. I'm like, bet, I need one more Thunderbolt. Obviously, Thunderbolt is a special attack, right? So, they still had in the Pokemon stats, they still had, attack, special attack, whatever. So, depending on what stat it was, those moves would do better in Pokemon. So, I would use a Thunderbolt, take half of Alakazam's health. I would use Reflect, and it says, raised the team's defense. So I'm like, all right, I'm good. It's defense, and I'm using a special attack. Then, bruh, and then I throw a freaking Thunderbolt, and I should kill it, or whatever, faint the Pokemon because, it's the other half. But instead, I'm doing like half of what I originally did. And I was like, hold on a minute. I was like, why is the special defense raised too? And I noticed throughout the whole game, I never saw any like attacks or anything saying that it raised special defense at all or lowered special attack or whatever. Like Intimidate back then, like would cut your attack in half. Bro, I was cutting special attack too. I was just like, noticed
Dang.
that was not a thing until like Gen 4, like Soul Silver or like
Yeah.
Diamond and Pearl and all that, and like Soul Silver.
Yeah, they did change that at one point. It was kind of, I forgot how they used to do it, but they didn't do it with like attack and then special attack as like separate things. I think they're like sort of the same or something, but there was a difference. I don't remember exactly what it was. But I know two more things, or basically one thing that's different is that I didn't have like steel type or dark type because those were added in Gen 2. And so it was weird, like different Pokemon, I'd be fighting them and I'd be like, oh yeah, I know like their weaknesses, but then I'd have to remember that like their types are different. Like one of them was Magnemite. I would like think it was a steel type and use like a, I don't know, some sort of move on it that I thought was effective against steel, but it wasn't, because it in Gen 1 it's only an electric type.
Oh
So
yeah.
certain things like that kind of like threw me off.
It is interesting.
And Magnemite didn't have Levitate. So honestly, bro, Magnemite was kind of mid in this game. I wouldn't have added it to my team. Didn't have
You
Levitate
know what's crazy?
or Sturdy.
He didn't have Levitate, but like Haunter and like those guys had Levitate. Or not Haunter had Levitate, but then freaking Koffing and Weezing had Levitate.
Yeah, that's wild. But yeah, luckily
Very strange.
in my game they can't have that. Like in Red they couldn't have that. Or like Sturdy. All the annoying like abilities Pokemon couldn't have, so a lot of things were different. But yeah.
Yeah, definitely cool to think see like how the new games are though.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much everything. If you wanna rank, like give a rating for the game, like a tier. If you could give it any tier, what would you drop it in?
So, scaling from like F to S tier being like perfect or like the best. And F being like, I don't know. I don't even know if there's a Pokemon game that is F. Probably not. But Fire Red, I would put it in the A tier. Because of the challenge presented. And that you actually had to get good and use items and train. And also just like the amount of things you could do compared to like the new games, where. Like you said, you go into a city nowadays and there's only like one or two houses you can actually even go to, like walk inside.
Yeah.
Like in Fire Red, bro, I was looting everyone's house and taking their items. And also with this game, badges 4 through 7 can be done in like any order. Literally did I did 6 and 7 before I even did 5. Like I didn't even realize that I was going like in the wrong direction. Then when I did five, it was way easy. The challenge was great. Accessibility, like amount, the amount to explore was great. Like a real adventure. And then yeah, just I like the music a lot too. Like the upgraded music from, obviously your game, like sounded peak. Especially the Viridian Forest soundtrack's always been like one of my favorites.
True.
And so yeah, I'd give it an A. Then and for like an actual rating, like 1 through 10, it would be like around 9. Be like you're right below 9 or like barely above 9. Say 9 is solid.
So for me, playing Pokemon Red, I would say I would put it in B tier because honestly, comparing it to like the last couple Pokemon games that I've played, mostly like the new ones that have come out, I played like Sword, played Violet, I played Brilliant Diamond, and all of them like they were fun to play, but most of the time I just felt like I was playing it just to complete the game, just to like say that I've played it. But for Pokemon Red, I actually wanted to play it, and like every time I had like a spare chance, I would hop on the game and just like play for a couple minutes. And I don't know, I just had more fun. I feel like the game is more immersive than the newer games because like there's more things to do, there's more like places to go, and like as you said, there's more houses and stuff, just like better world building in these games. Like honestly, I was like really surprised with like the environmental storytelling that like the game had. Like I was actually comparing it to Dark Souls sometimes because like you'd get to an area and like you don't have to talk to everyone, but if you do talk to everyone, you learn like so much stuff about the story and like what's going to happen. Like for example, in a couple of the like terminals between routes, like the little areas you walk through, like there was a couple we could go upstairs and like look out of like a telescope or something. And then for certain
Like the
ones,
Safari Zone was beat too.
like some of them would be like you see like you're looking out at a safari. And another one would say, like you there's a giant creature sleeping in the road up ahead. And it would just like kind of tell you like what's going to be happening. Like obviously it's not like nowhere as close to like Dark Souls storytelling. It's not like you had to like read every item description to know what's going on. But there was a lot of just like things where you would talk to a person or like look like interact with a like a an item and just like learn something about the world. So I thought that was cool and like stuff that so just something that the newer games don't have. The newer games are just like pretty bland overall as far as like world building. But compared to like gens 3 through 5, I'd say doesn't have great graphics at all, which of course is just because it's an older game. So it's hard to like take off a bunch of points for that. But when like there is a game such as Fire Red, it's kind of hard to say that like the OG Red is better or like equal. And other things just like the game not having abilities and like not having certain types, it doesn't like make the game any worse, but just knowing that they do exist is kind of like the game could be better. Like I think Fire Red is definitely a better game than Pokemon Red. And so, like since I have the comparison between the two, I'd rate Red like Pokemon Red a B tier. But honestly, like if there was nothing else to compare it to, like I didn't know how like good the games could be, I would say it'd probably be A tier also or even S tier. Just I mean a lot of the things that I had wrong with it are things that they fixed in later games.
Oh yeah, I mean they did that with like pretty much every game, like or new things getting added, like it just took time, It sucks 'cause it seems like after like gen like 5 or 6, it's like gone like downhill. I appreciate like the fact like how much time they put into these older games, because like you said, like you can definitely tell like with how much there is to do, and like feels like you're actually like supposed to be like exploring instead of like,
Yeah.
it's not linear like the new games. Like I got lost so many times, bro. I had to use Google, and I never had to do that for like most
Yeah,
games.
I remember playing Pokemon, or yeah, playing Fire Red. I had to like pull up a map of like the Cerulean Tunnel, I think, just to like see all the different floors and like where all the tunnels like come out, like all the ladders, like how they connect, 'cause I kept getting lost. One more thing, I forgot what I was gonna say. Shoot. Yeah, I don't remember. But shoot, bruh, I'm stupid. I don't know. Never mind, I guess. But yeah, I'd say oh wait. Shoot, bruh, it's literally on the tip of my tongue. I just can't remember what it was. All right, never mind. Peak game. Definitely recommend compared to the newer games. Got anything else to add?
Oh, say I'm looking forward to playing Soul Silver. It's like, it was like the first ever game I played, and it's like the only one that like I don't like I remember it. It's hard to remember, because obviously I was like 9 or 10 maybe, but yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to the next game. Like definitely we'll be able to see like the improvements, you know. Because it'll be like 5 years later. So yeah, it was a great playthrough, sure.
Yeah. And I'll be playing Pokemon Gold. So we'll see like how the game improved. Oh, I remember what I was gonna say. So I know like earlier you were talking about how like they put a lot of effort into the games. Like a minute ago you were saying that. And I was just gonna add that I read somewheres that like the game cartridge for Pokemon Red, they like filled it as big as it could get. Like they simply could not add a single other thing to the game. And I know they only like the reason Mew was added to the game was like originally because like they had enough space for like one more Pokemon. And so like that's what they added. They made
That's
Mew.
crazy.
I don't know if like I think it's because I don't know exactly how it works, because I know Mew is like a part of the story. I don't know if like it was kind of just like a lore element that, but like he wasn't actually going to be in the game. But then like at the very end, they decided to add him as like a, or add it, they add they them, they slash them,
Yeah.
as a mythical Pokemon.
Since sure, that's interesting though. I didn't know
Bro, I almost misgendered Pokemon. I almost misgendered Mew.
that. You just assume their genders?
But yeah. That's pretty much everything. We'll be back in a couple months, probably, once we finish Gen 2, because that's like the biggest game. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time.
See ya.